Today is Friday, September 13th. What issues and heated moments to know about from last night's Democratic debate? And the next step has now been taken in the impeachment process. Plus, a rare type of comet, a video game to get you to exercise, and a new Google feature that kind of looks like Instagram. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. All the leading candidates in the Democratic presidential race debated on the same stage last night. The top 10 polling Democrats who qualified for debate number 3 talked about a lot of different issues, like climate change, healthcare, immigration, and gun control. So let's start with gun control, which got a strong reaction from Beto O'Rourke of Texas. His hometown is El Paso, where that mass shooting happened at a Walmart last month. When asked if he would force people to get rid of assault weapons, he said, quote, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore." Another big issue, of course, healthcare. For example, former Vice President Joe Biden wants to expand the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Other frontrunners, like Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris, would take it a step further and are pushing for Medicare for All. That would mean a government-run system, so no insurance premiums or deductibles to pay, but it would use more taxpayer dollars for healthcare. Also on the topic, things got heated during an exchange between Biden and Julian Castro. Castro accused Biden of, quote, "forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago," which seemed to be a dig at Biden's age. Some of the other candidates jumped in because they say they didn't like where this was going. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg said, quote, "This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable." And Andrew Yang reminded everyone, quote, "We're all on the same team here." Speaking of Yang, he pushed for his plan of universal basic income to give every adult $1,000 a month. He says it's needed to deal with how technology will change the workforce. And he even offered a giveaway of the money as a sort of pilot program, though Time reports the giveaway might actually break federal election laws. But a lot of people were expecting a tense back and forth between top candidates Biden and Warren, but it never happened. If you want to read more about highlights from last night's debate, you can find the links in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. Democrats in Congress are setting the stage in case they try to impeach President Trump. The House Judiciary Committee okayed a list of rules they have to follow as they investigate whether or not the president should be removed from office. This is the first official vote moving toward impeachment, but the New York Times reports it's mostly symbolic. It's mainly a way to show judges and other Democrats the committee is still looking into impeachment. But it is going to change a few things. First, Reuters reports it will allow Democrats to have more time to question witnesses as they investigate the president, and anything said during questioning can stay private. On top of that, these new rules will allow committee hearings to officially be called impeachment hearings. As for President Trump, he told reporters he's not worried about this. He calls the impeachment plan a, quote, "embarrassment to the country," and said trying to impeach him would actually divide the country. Either way, Democrats might start using those new rules as soon as next week. That's when they plan to question the president's former campaign manager. It's official, the clean water rule that went into effect during the Obama administration will now be replaced. So what was it? The original rule passed in 2015. CBS News reports it limits what kind of chemicals can be used near bodies of water. The goal was to keep the water from getting polluted. Environmentalists say the rule is necessary to keep drinking water safe and protect our wetlands, which can prevent flooding and filters out pollutants. But critics have said the law goes too far, protecting small streams and ditches that make it hard for farmers and manufacturers to use the land, and can ultimately cost consumers more. The Trump administration agrees with the latter, so the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is writing a new rule. The goal is to provide farmers and developers with more certainty, but it will also protect fewer bodies of water. CBS News reports the new rule is expected to finalize by this winter, though it will likely be challenged in court. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a potential tropical cyclone, and the Weather Channel reports it could impact the Bahamas and Florida, including areas that were just hit by Hurricane Dorian. As of early this morning, the new storm is expected to turn into at least a tropical depression or maybe a tropical storm by this weekend. Right now, the path of the storm is unclear. It could track farther east over parts of the Bahamas and Florida's coast, or it could head west toward the Gulf of Mexico. Either way, heavy rain and high winds are expected over the next few days in the Bahamas and Florida. People near the northern Gulf Coast, Florida, and the Carolinas should all keep an eye on the forecast. Well, it's Friday the 13th, and tonight there's even a full moon. And that's pretty rare. The Farmer's Almanac says this hasn't happened since the year 2000 and won't happen again for another 30 years. If you're in the middle of the U.S. or on the West Coast, you should be able to see the full moon tonight. But if you're on the East Coast, it's technically not going to fall on Friday the 13th since it's not an official full moon until a little after midnight. One more thing. This full moon is special in another way. NBC News says it'll be a so-called mini or micro moon, meaning it may look really small. That happens because the moon will be the farthest away it ever gets from Earth, so the opposite of a supermoon. And something else in space to take note of, National Geographic says an astronomer may have spotted an interstellar comet. That's a comet from outside of our solar system, which is also pretty rare. If confirmed by scientists, this would only be the second of its kind. More news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. Just when you thought you'll never find the time to read and learn more, Blinkist comes to the rescue. Blinkist breaks down the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books into just 15 minutes. So you have tons of information right at your fingertips in a way you can actually get through it all. From self-help to business to history, the massive library is always growing. I love learning new things. I feel we should always be curious and improving ourselves, so Blinkist lets me fast-track my way to more information and self-improvement. I also like that you can choose to read or listen. So add 15 minutes with Blinkist to your daily or weekly routine, and you can start by reading about how to form better habits. You'll find popular books on Blinkist like The Power of Habits and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now back to the news. Nintendo is turning exercise into a new video game. You'll have to actually move your body to get through the game. It's called Ring Fit Adventure. TechCrunch says you'll have to jog in place to get your character to move forward and do different movements and exercises like lunges or squats to defeat your enemies. The game basically comes with two controllers, one that you strap onto your leg and the other that you hold onto with your hands. The two work together to make sure your whole body is moving. One of them even monitors your heart rate. The new game will be available October 18th. Google wants you to take a trip down memory lane with a new photos feature simply called Memories. Engadget says old photos from each day will pop up in small circles at the top of your photo gallery, kind of like Instagram and Snapchat stories. And if you don't want to see specific memories, you can hide certain time periods or people or even turn the feature off altogether. Google Photos has something like this already called On This Day, but it wasn't right in the photo gallery. The Verge says you can also now order prints directly from the Photos app and pick them up at a CVS or Walmart. And in the next few months, you should be able to start direct messaging right in the Photos app, meant to be an easier way to share pictures. The Walmart-owned video streaming service Vudu is rolling out a new feature for movies meant to help families watch movies together without the inappropriate stuff for kids. It's called the Family Play option. TechCrunch says parents can use it to filter out content like violence, substance abuse, and certain language, so the family can watch a movie, but Vudu will skip the graphic scenes and mute out bad language. The feature is available now for more than 500 movies. Speaking of Walmart, the company is expanding a new option for grocery delivery. CNBC says at least half of Americans will be able to sign up by the end of the year. So what is it? Business Insider says Walmart usually charges customers up to $10 per order to deliver groceries. But the new option charges one flat fee of $13 a month or $98 a year for unlimited deliveries. USA Today says the move helps Walmart compete with its rivals like Amazon and Target, since they both offer something similar. All right, let's end this Friday with a good news story about an Oregon woman converting old school buses into nice livable spaces for homeless families. They even have a kitchen and bathroom in them. She told People magazine she's now launched the nonprofit Vehicles for Change. She feels the retired school buses are better than building tiny houses for the homeless because there's less to build from the ground up, and families are mobile so they can drive their home to a new location if they find a new job. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. And thanks to some of those new reviews I see coming in, calling the Newsworthy the best newscast and great, quick, and accurate. I so appreciate you taking the time to help spread the word and say those kind things. In fact, be sure to listen in next week for a chance to win some prizes as a way for me to say thank you for listening and sharing the show. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode. Just check out your podcast app or thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.